podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from Ringgold High School. Tonight, NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network present the WPIAL Class 5A Boys Basketball Quarterfinals as the number 3 seed Uniontown Red Raiders take on the number 6 seed Peters Township Indians. Tonight's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network is being brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By Bud Bear Buick GMC, Route 19 South, Washington, home of the Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start, log on washjeff.edu. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. And by The Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. Hi, friends, and good evening. Nate Rigotti alongside the coach, Tom Drakely, for tonight's broadcast. Coach, glad to be with you, my friend, as always.
It's great to be here, Nate. Looking forward to an outstanding game here tonight.
We are amongst the Uniontown fans high up in the stands. Already a great atmosphere, Tom. We were at Cannon Mac last night for the girls' basketball game. I think we're going to have a nice atmosphere tonight for Peters Township boys.
Yeah, I don't know if you can top that atmosphere at Cannon McMillan, but this is going to be electric as well. You know, Uniontown travels very well when they play basketball, and they have a collective group here this evening, so this should be an interesting one.
They were lined up and ready to go when those doors opened at 5 p.m. Uniontown 20-3 overall in the season, outright winners of section number one, and undefeated section schedule winners of 12 straight. Peters Township, meanwhile, finished second in section three behind Baldwin, who they lost to twice. Tonight, Tom, I think that Peters Township is going to have to play a complete game because this Uniontown team is very, very good.
They're so explosive. They have talent in that starting five, and they can shoot the three. But the thing that they do that you really can't coach against is their ability, their athletic ability one-on-one between the two guards, Notorious Grooms and Calvin Winfrey. Pick your poison. I don't know how you stop them. I don't care what defense you play. So it's going to be imperative for Peters Township to try their very best to keep them on the perimeter, force them to take shots, but you've got to contest their shooting because they are a capable three-point shooting team.
No doubt about it. Peters Township, by the way, 16-7 overall this season, 9-3 out of section number three. See the teams warming up on the court right now. Captains just finished their pregame meeting in front of the scorer's table. We're going to step aside and take a closer look at these two teams when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
That's right, only $199 a month
from Bud Bear.
Your trade
Buick
is probably
GMC.
Worth that.
We are professional.
Come on up and see
we
us.
We have over 150 new
Buicks and
GMCs available for delivery.
24s,
25s,
tax title
small
license,
SUVs, big SUVs, trucks up to 1 ton,
Mazda,
gas,
Route 19,
diesel,
South
electric, great rates, great incentives.
Come on up and save some money
on the building and on the back of your car.
Come on up to Bud Bear, Route 19, South Washington. BudBearGM.com.
Back here inside Ringgold High School, getting set for Peters Township and Uniontown Boys Basketball Class 5A. Let's take a look at that bracket. Uniontown getting here after a big first-round win over the number 14 seed Hampton. That one 59-42. Peters Township getting here. Talk about a big win. 63-30 over the number 11 seed Penn Hills. That's a huge win for the Indians in the first round.
It really is. And the thing that most impressed me about Peters Township that night was not the margin of victory, but it was the defensive effort. And I'm telling you, don't be surprised. If they can put that kind of defense together tonight, they're going to be in this game, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if we see Upset City. Now, I know I'm thinking ahead of the game here, but it can happen.
Winner of this one will take on the winner of number 15, Penn Trafford, and number 10, Mars. You talk about Upset City.
Yes.
Number 2 seed Baldwin went down, a 60-45 win, a convincing win for Penn Trafford. So it's possible.
It is possible, and it was at Baldwin. And I've watched Baldwin play. They were very talented. I mean, they were skilled. They could, but for whatever reason, on that particular night, shots weren't falling. And you know as well as I do, Nate, you don't make shots, you can lose games.
That's right.
These guys shoot a lot of threes. And if they're missing, and one of the games I watched, they were missing, it took them a while to get going. You know, this is a playoff game. This is a one and done. The environment is different. The pressure is different.
And we expect this environment to be electric here tonight. Other quarterfinal games happening this evening. Right after this one, the number 1 seed Montour will take on the number 9 seed Greater La Trobe. That Montour team, there's a reason why they're the number 1 seed. They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're very good, and it helps to have a 7-footer in high school. Huh? And they actually beat Upper St. Clair. They have a 6'9", 6'7", 6'6", in their backcourt. So go figure that one out.
Other quarterfinal game, the winner of that Montour Greater La Trobe game will take on the winner of Chartiers Valley and Moon. I think that's going to be a really good game tonight being played at Upper St. Clair.
Yeah, that should be a good one, too. Chartiers Valley is a talented team. Moon is as well. So we've got some great games on tap, some good ones tomorrow, and then, of course, we're getting close to those championship rounds.
Oh, no doubt. Other games tonight on WJPA, of course, our game here on 95.3 FM online at WJPA.com and the NFHS Network. But we have other games for you over on WJPA AM 1450. Fort Cherry taking on Southside Beaver in the Class 2A girls. That one underway right now. And then right after that, the Chartiers-Houston Lady Buccaneers taking on Winchester-Thurston. Chartiers the 6, Winchester-Thurston the 3. That game to get underway at around 7:30. Also on NFHS online at WJPA.com and on WJPA AM 1450. Our game here tonight, though, Uniontown, Peters Township, the Class 5A boys. You were talking about this team already, Coach. Grooms is so good. Second all-time leading scorer in Uniontown history. That record set back in 2002 by Terrence Voss. But you've got two 1,000-point scorers. You've got Winfrey that can put it up. Ellsworth shoots the three. I mean, this is a really complete Uniontown team.
Well, when you look at them from top to bottom, Grooms is averaging 18 a game. Winfrey, 21. Kellen Milsom, 14 a game. Isaac Ellsworth, 14 a game. All of them can score. They do the majority of the scoring, too, for this team. They're not a deep team. They only play sometimes six players. So, you know, how are they going to shoot? That's the key. Can Peters Township defend this perimeter, keep them on the perimeter, prevent that penetrating move where they get easy buckets and get back in transition on the defensive end?
Tonight,
should be a great game.
I think Dylan Donovan's going to have to step up for Peters Township tonight. He's the Indians' leading scorer.
Yeah, he's going to have to maintain that pace. If Peters Township's going to win, they can't match him basket to basket. They don't have the firepower that Uniontown has. They're going to have to control pace and tempo of the game.
You pointed something else out to me as well, free throw shooting. We saw it last night, the West Green game, maybe two nights ago. West Green missed 21 free throws. They lost the game by 12. Peters Township has to be on their game when they're shooting free throws tonight.
Yeah, and their free throw percentage isn't as high as I would like it to be if I'm coaching them, but they got to step to the line and take advantage of every opportunity if they're going to, and they got to stay attached early in the game.
I think you can hear already how loud the PA system might be in this gymnasium here tonight as the players get set on the court. They wrap each other arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder. They drape across themselves as they get set for the national anthem. Pre-game read being brought to you by the PA announcer here within this gymnasium. This is a large gym. does. The bleachers come all the way up to the top, and it's pretty packed full in here. We'll have the starting lineups for you when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Beautiful live rendition of the national anthem from the folks here at Ringgold as we get set to bring you the starting lineups. The Peters Township Indians, the lower seed, going to be introduced first. They will be the away team on the scorebug here on the NFHS broadcast. Why don't we give you those starting lineups right now? We'll see 5'11 junior Lucas Ross, 5'10 senior Sean Felt, 5'11 senior Nick McCollum, 6' junior Dylan Donovan, and 6'8 sophomore Jake Wetzel. Again for Peters Township, Ross, Felt, McCollum, Donovan, and Wetzel. For the Uniontown Red Raiders, it'll be the 5'10 senior Notorious Grooms, 6' senior Calvin Winfrey, 6'6 senior Aiden Keeper, 6'2 senior Kellen Milsom, and 5'10 junior Isaac Ellsworth. Again, for Uniontown, Grooms, Winfrey, Keeper, Milsom, Ellsworth. Peters Township led by head coach Joe Ehrman. Uniontown led by head coach Robert Kesmarski. We're going to step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll have tip-off for you here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation. Uniontown out there, fists up in the air. They break their huddle. Peters Township, still some slaps on the sideline before they come out onto the floor. Excited to bring this matchup to you here on WJPA FM 95.3 online at the NFHS Network and WJPA.com. Uniontown in their white home jerseys with the maroon Uniontown across the chest. Peters Township again, their red uniforms with white numbers. In for the tip here, we'll see Jake Wetzel on the left. On the right, it's Aiden Kiefer. Official stands in, ball up in the air, and we're underway. Peters Township controls the tip. Here's Donovan moving from left to right. Top of the key, it comes to Ross. Ross dribbles to the near side, now passes it to Donovan. Donovan takes the three. That one just grazes the net and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, he was a little bit deeper than I think he'd have liked to have been on that shot, Nate. But, I mean, he's a very capable shooter. You'd like to see him make that first one. Always makes you feel good as a player.
Uniontown's first possession. Winfrey passes near side into the near corner to Grooms. Grooms brings it out from the corner on the left wing, now dribbling. One-on-one with the Indians defender. Now makes a nice move around him, dribbles to the left block, puts up a high bunny that doesn't go, rebounded by the Indians.
Yeah, and that was a great job by Roast on the defensive end.
Though the Indians lose control of it, Donovan turns it over, trying to take it the length of the floor is Winfrey, and he scores. 2-0 Uniontown.
Well, you can't have breakouts. You just cannot allow them easy baskets.
Roast near side comes to McCullough. McCullough to the top of the key to Wetzel. Swing it left side now to Felk. Felk back to the top of the key to Donovan. Walks through the paint and lays it up and in from the left side to tie it at two.
It was a nice drive by Donovan. Good body control on his release, too. A little scoop shot.
Just over a minute into the ball game, tied at two here between Uniontown and Peters Township in the Class 5A quarterfinals in boys basketball. Uniontown with the ball. Here's Grooms. Right side it goes to Isaac Ellsworth. Ellsworth drives in. Dishes it off late to Kiefer. Kiefer has to kick it back out to Ellsworth. Ellsworth, left wing. Bounce pass through the paint to the left side. Kiefer's blocked underneath.
6'8", Wexel.
Rose now dribbles to the baseline. Had it knocked away for a moment, and he's the last one to touch it as it goes out of bounds along the baseline.
Two unforced turnovers in the offensive end for Peters Township. Think there may be a few nerves out here today?
Yeah, I'd say so.
No doubt.
Tied at two still. 6:10 to play, first quarter. Turnaround jumper from Winfrey. That misses everything. Rebounded by Wetzel.
You'll let him take a shot like that all night.
Peters Township playing well defensively thus far. Now here's a deep three from Dylan Donovan off the front of the iron that doesn't go. Rebounded by Milsom. Milsom brings it left to right into the corner. Comes to Ellsworth for three. That one misses. Donovan, the tall guy, Wetzel, the tall guy underneath at 6'8", gets the rebound for Peters Township.
Yeah, and he's going to play an important role because he's the big boy.
Driving in right side, here's Donovan. Contested shot doesn't go, but there's the rebound and the putback for Jake Wetzel.
You know, you can't teach 6'8", Nate. I mean, he can do some damage tonight.
4-2, Peters Township leads Uniontown. 5:27 to play, first quarter. Uniontown with the basketball. Grooms dribbles left side into the perimeter. Gets double-teamed, brings it back out to Winfrey. Winfrey back to the 10-foot volleyball line. Left side, now going to drive in. Gets double-teamed. He's blocked again by Wetzel underneath.
I'll tell you what. Wetzel's been outstanding early in the game.
He's going to have to be in the paint. Uses his size to block that one away. Uniontown wanted the foul, at least on the body against McCullough, and doesn't get the call. Cam Dugan checks in for Uniontown now. Dugan has the ball.
Yeah, good shooter. He can score some points for them.
Grooms right side to Ellsworth. Ellsworth kicks it back out to Dugan. Now to Grooms, right side. Going to try to drive into the right block. Puts a runner up. That one was partially blocked. Rebound batted around and out of bounds. Last touch by Uniontown.
Well, early observation. These Peters Township kids are gutsy, and they will guard you. It is not going to be easy. You just saw that in that last possession, Nate.
Full court pressure now here from the Red Raiders. Cam Dugan bodying up a man in the backcourt. Peters Township breaks it, though. Evan McCullough in the game kicks it to Nick. Now underneath on the block, Ben Miller is blocked underneath. Good defensive play there by the Red Raiders.
Boy, if he could have done a little shot fake or maybe a power dribble, he could have maybe scored.
That one blocked,
yeah,
by
easy
Kellen
block.
Milsom. 4-2, Peters Township still leading. They have the basketball with 4:41 to play, opening quarter. Not a high-scoring affair to start this game by any means.
Well, and that's the way I think Peters Township wants to play this.
Nick McCullough gives it to Donovan. Donovan's jumper doesn't go. He's got to go get a little bit better from the field so far. Driving in now right side, off the glass and in. Calvin Winfrey.
Yeah, you cannot allow that. That was a direct drive from the half-court line.
Tied at four now, 4:14 to play, first quarter. Donovan kicks it out. Miller drives in right side, off the glass, it doesn't go. Rebound to Milsom. Uniontown brings it from right to left. Grooms, top of the key, dribble, take the shot, three, rattles out, rebound, batted around. Coming down with it there is Evan McCullough for Peters Township. Nick McCullough with it, right wing. McCullough dribbling in, tough shot, right side, layup doesn't go.
A lot of contact, no call too, I don't understand that. That was definitely a foul.
Tied at four, 3:37 to play, first quarter. Winfrey, top of the key. Leaves it for Ellsworth. He'll take the deep three off the back of the iron. It doesn't go. Skying for the rebound there is Ben Miller, the senior for Peters Township.
Boy, did he shoot a deep one, huh, Nate? That was out there by the volleyball line almost.
Our crew, Scott Donnelly on the camera, had said earlier about how he was warming up taking those deep threes. Donovan trying to dribble in, nearly lost it, and does. Coming up with a steal is Notorious Grooms. Peters Township still fighting for it in the backcourt. Donovan comes up with it, takes a layup, and draws a foul.
Scrappy kids.
First foul called on Uniontown.
Number two, Calvin Winfrey. His first.
Winfrey won it all ball on that.
Oh, no, he slapped him right across the arm.
Just over 3 minutes remaining, first quarter. Peters Township with its first attempt at the free throw line.
Coach Kazmierski didn't agree with that tussling of the basketball there. Officials are letting them play. Players will have to adjust.
Junior Dylan Donovan at the line misses the first free throw.
Yeah, and this is where they've got to do a solid job. He's only a 56% free throw shooter, as well as he shoots the ball from the perimeter, and that surprises me.
Wetzel checks back in. Second free throw, no good either. Wetzel can't grab that rebound. It bounces out to Winfrey. Uniontown brings it the other way. Tied at four. 3 minutes to play first quarter. Directing traffic is Winfrey from the right wing. He hands that off to Grooms. Back to Winfrey in the deep corner. He'll take the three. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded, though, by Cam Dugan. Uniontown can reset. Grooms dribbling. High wing, left side. Takes it to the top of the key. Dishes it off near corner to Cam Dugan for three. There it is. Cam Dugan off the bench. The sophomore gives Uniontown the lead at 7-4.
Yeah, he's got a sweet shot, and he can knock down that three-pointer.
Full court pressure here from Uniontown. Peters Township breaks it. Sean Felk with it. Hands it off right side to Dylan Donovan. Donovan, top of the key, dribbling. Doesn't use the screen. Kicks it right side to Felk for three. There's the answer.
Well, I know he can shoot the ball.
Sean Felk.
I watched him make seven threes in one game, Nate.
We're tied at seven. 2 minutes to play, opening quarter. Left side, Grooms with it. He's going to try a three. That one rattles out, and Ben Miller gets the rebound for Peters Township.
So far, Peters doing a really nice job on the boards. One and done.
Donovan has the ball swiped away, and they call a foul. It'll be the second on Uniontown in the quarter. Did they get Winfrey?
That's what he said, number two.
Did he say 2-0? I think it goes on Cam Dugan. Winfrey was in the backcourt there.
No, they have.
Oh, Winfrey had already broken because he thought he got the steal. I'm like, how did Winfrey get all the way in there? Okay, that makes sense. That is the foul on Winfrey. It picks up his second. Is the right call?
That's an interesting thing for him to pick up two quick ones. We'll keep an eye on that to see if he gets that quick third foul.
He stays in so far. Peters Township inbounds, tied at seven. 1:45 to play, first quarter. Top of the key, Roast. Dribbles right side into the perimeter. Now brings it back out beyond the arc. Top of the key goes to Felk. Right side back to Roast. The junior brings it out to the 10-foot volleyball line. Back to Felk for three. There's another one. Sean Felk makes it 10-7 Peters Township.
They're going to realize the kid can knock it down, baby.
Winfrey at the top of the key now for Uniontown. Milsom drives in, spin move from the paint, draws the foul off the glass, and one. Count it.
They have so many weapons. It is so difficult because every one of them can score.
Great spin move there on the left side, and foul called on Ben Miller. And we're going to have Dylan Donovan checking back into the game as Miller will come have a seat. Old-fashioned three-point play try for Kellen Milsom. At the free throw line, shot is up and it rattles out. Rebound comes to Nick McCullough.
So neither team has made a three-point shot. There he is again, wide open.
Felk misses everything on that one from the far side. Winfrey gets the rebound. Ellsworth will take the quick three. There it is. Isaac Ellsworth, the junior. Makes it 12-10 Uniontown, under a minute to play, first quarter. Right side, trying to get it to Donovan. That ball knocked away by Cam Dugan.
And I don't think Peters Township wants to match them shot for shot here. Run your offense. Do what you do well. It's worked so far.
Nick McCullough inbounds from in front of the Uniontown bench. 43 seconds to play. Ball underneath. Last touched by Uniontown. Grooms knocks that one away from McCullough.
Nice little set, though. They had a back screen set for Nicky McCullough. He just is a little slow coming off of that, but he was open.
Inbound comes to Wetzel. He hands it back off to Donovan. His three-point shot just misses wide left off the iron. Uniontown gets the rebound. Milsom looks ahead. There's Cam Dugan, who misses the easy bunny from the right side.
Point blank, nobody guarding him.
12-10, Uniontown leading. Peters Township with the ball, pass into the paint, knocked away. Another turnover by the Indians. Here comes Uniontown. Winfrey puts his head down, drives in, draws the foul, and one again.
Oh boy, is he hard to stop. He gets his motor going. It's virtually impossible to keep him out of the paint.
Beautiful underneath. Nick McCullough gets the foul. 16 seconds remaining in the quarter. 14-10 Uniontown. Chance for Winfrey to make it a 5-point lead at the line. And his shot is good. Final 15 seconds. Donovan across midcourt. Had the ball knocked away by Dugan. Still able to gather it, though. Into the corner to Felk. Felk thought about another three. Now Donovan will take it from the top of the key. Off the rim, no good. Rebound to Milsom. 1 second. And he won't get a shot off before the end of the quarter. We play one here at Ringgold. Uniontown 15, Peters Township 10 here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade. And Jen does too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Back here at Ringgold, getting set for the second quarter between Uniontown and Peters Township in the Class 5A Boys quarterfinals.
Well, Nate, one of the things I talked about was you cannot allow them to direct drive the basketball, and they've done it on three occasions. But Peters Township has four turnovers. Most of them were unforced. You have got to take care of that basketball. And when you go to the foul line, you've got to make your foul shots.
Uniontown starts this second quarter with the ball. Milsom hands it off to Dugan, to Groom's right side. On the wing, hands it off to Ellsworth. Ellsworth, one-on-one with Felk. Now kick it to the corner to Grooms. Grooms brings it to Dugan, left side. Dugan going to drive in, high off the glass, rolls around and falls out. Miller grabs the rebound. I'll tell you, Ben Miller's been good on the boards.
I'll tell you what, that was an excellent rebound by Miller. He's been very good on the boards.
Felk, top of the key, dribbles right side, now hands it off to McCullough. McCullough dribbling to the left side, opening 40 seconds of the second quarter. Trying to take it into the paint. Nice scoop shot from the right side to put it up and in.
Yeah, lost his balance, was able to regain it, and made the scooper.
Uniontown leads by three with the basketball, 15-12, first minute of the second. Top of the key, here's Dugan, thought about a deep three, kicks it right side to Ellsworth, one-on-one with Felk. Two great three-point shooters.
Yeah, Ellsworth will shoot that ball. You give him space, he'll launch it.
Winfrey, high wing left side, dribbles. Now gives it to Milsom, who takes a three. There it is. Both teams shooting well from beyond the arc tonight. It's 18-12.
Yeah, Milsom, 35% shooter from three. Doesn't take a lot of them, but knock that one down.
Peters Township trailing by six now. 6.5 minutes to play second quarter. Left side with it. Donovan loses the dribble with the left elbow. Able to get it back out to Nick McCullough. McCullough trying to take it into the paint. Picks up the dribble. Now left side to Roast. Roast brings it back out. Top of the key to Felk. Swing it around now right side to Donovan. Back to Roast at the top of the key. Peters has not been able to penetrate. Here's a three by Dylan Donovan that goes in.
Boy, they needed that in a big way. He's just been unable to hit shots.
Peters needs Dylan Donovan, the junior leading scorer for the Indians, to get hot. Peters Township trailing by three. 18-15, 5:50 to play. Second quarter. Milsom in the paint. Comes to Dugan in the near corner for three. That one off the rim, no good. Rebound to Roast for Peters. Roast pushing the issue to Felk. Quick three. Boom, there it is again.
Wow, how about that? Sean Felk, 3 for 4 from beyond the arc. Gives Peters a big lift offensively.
Tied at 18, 5:25 to play, second quarter.
We got ourselves a ball game.
Sure do. Ellsworth will take the deep three from the right side. Goodness. It's good.
This is like watching the NBA.
My goodness.
Oh, this is fun.
Great outside shooting thus far.
Can they maintain that pace? That's the question.
21-18. Roast drives in, and an offensive foul called against Lucas Roast.
Yeah, he had the off arm with a little bit of a push.
Peter's foul, number two, Roast. His first.
And I'm okay with that call because you've got to be aggressive against their defense. And you may pick up an offensive foul from time to time. Got to keep trying.
Glad to have you along here on WJPA. Nate Rigotti alongside Tom Dregley and the whole NFHS crew. 21-18, Uniontown leading Peters Township. Red Raiders with the basketball. Winfrey dribbles to the baseline left side. That ball partially blocked, I think, by Wetzel. Comes back to the Red Raiders and poked away from behind by Dylan Donovan, out of bounds, and officials going to confer, and they're going to say it stays with Uniontown.
Well, I think that's the correct call, Nate. I mean, I don't know if you can see it on the replay, but that was the correct call, so I'm glad that they were able to make that one.
Inbound to the near corner, comes into Winfrey. Winfrey brings it all the way back out towards midcourt.
Now, if I'm guarding one of these quick guys, Winfrey or Grooms, you've got to absorb their dribble a little bit.
Winfrey high off the glass from 12 feet away. Doesn't go. Rebounded by Dugan, though. Milsom for Uniontown drives in, and a jump ball called.
Wow. I don't know. What do you think about that? Peters Township maintains possession on the alternating possession arrow. Well, I'll tell you what.
It was a big slap from Wetzel, but I think Lucas Roast got up there.
I think it was.
And tied him up.
Great defensive effort by the Peters Township Indians.
Halfway through the second quarter. Peters Township with the ball trailing 21-18. Make it 21-20 as Wetzel puts a shot in.
Boy,
from the
that
left
looked
block.
Pretty good. He was smooth on that. Little half hook Kevin McHale Wetzel style.
Dugan, top of the key, tries to hand it off to Grooms. Grooms able to gather it after Roast had knocked it away. Grooms, top of the key, now to the near corner to Dugan. Dugan takes it to the left elbow, kicks it out to Ellsworth. Ellsworth gets a screen, tried a little sneaky pass. It was loose. Dugan, though, gets it to Milsom for three. That one rims out. Rebound loose in the paint. Able to scoop it up, Evan McCullough.
And if you're Coach Ehrman, you've got to be really pleased with the effort of your team. They are playing against a firepower offense tonight.
3:10 to play in the first half. Donovan creates some space. Jumper in the paint from 6 feet away. Pops out. Grooms brings it the other way for Uniontown. Red Raiders by one. 21-20. Grooms in the far wing. Brings it back out to Ellsworth. Deep three from the 10-foot volleyball line. Rattles out.
That is really far, Nate. Holy. That's just unbelievable how far that was.
Rebounded by Jake Wetzel. Now Peters Township with the basketball. 2:40 to play in this half. Roast dribbles left wing. Back out to McCullough. Back to Roast. Feed it inside to Wetzel. His pass batted around, knocked away, and last touched by Wetzel as Winfrey creates some chaos along the baseline.
Boy, I don't know. Was Wetzel the last one to hit that? That's debatable. That was hard to see. I couldn't really.
That official was right there on top of it. Wasn't much argument, I don't think, from Jake Wetzel.
He was right there. Well, the fans were reacting across the way.
Oh, the fans always react. That's what we do.
Of course.
Grooms thought about the deep three now for Uniontown.
He's still thinking about it.
To Milsom, top of the key. Milsom dribbles right side, hands it off to Ellsworth. Another three. It's good.
Oh, my.
24-20 Uniontown. 2 minutes to play opening half.
That's his third.
Donovan, jumper, right elbow. That's good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could put that one in the book. You could just tell by his elevation and where he was able to get the shot off. He wasn't going to miss that one.
24-22, 1:40 to play. Now in the opening half, Uniontown controlling the basketball. Winfrey dribbles left side. Gives that one to Kiefer. To Milsom, feeds Kiefer underneath, and he draws a foul. Jake Wetzel called for this one. It'll send Aiden Kiefer, the senior, to the free throw line. First one called on Wetzel. 1:31 to play in the second quarter. Two shots coming for Kiefer. First shot off the rim. It doesn't go.
Kiefer's not a strong free throw shooter, and you can tell by his release. Not very comfortable being at the line. So this might work out very well for Peters Township.
Kiefer just 2-for-10 at the free throw line.
When you don't shoot a lot, it's hard to get a rhythm from the free throw line. And he's not a guy that's a high-powered offensive person. Plays defense, gets rebounds, that type of player.
Coach is now talking in front of the scorer's table. Not sure what the conversation was.
Yeah, he's I'm not sure what Coach Ehrman's discussing over there.
Kazmarski for Uniontown shouting something. And now another consultation with Kazmarski for Uniontown. Trying to understand exactly what this is. The PA mic now squeaks.
I'm completely at a loss for what just happened. Some discussion. So Coach Kazmarski wasn't happy with that. Well, that's all finished.
We go back to the second free throw. My. And Kiefer misses everything. Now 2-for-12 on the season from the courtesy strike.
Woo. Yeah, that was bad.
Peters Township gets the basketball. No pressure now from Uniontown.
Hey, I got to tell you, this crowd is fantastic. Peters is sold out. Uniontown has some overflow on that side.
Another game after us here tonight, too, as Latrobe and Montour start to fill in this gymnasium at Ringgold. Wetzel with it on the right block. Puts a body down. Shoulder spin move off the glass. And we're tied at 24.
He has been a difference maker tonight. His presence inside, his ability to make a couple of shots. Jake Wetzel.
Milsom, right wing, dribbles into the perimeter. He'll kiss it off the glass and in. Uniontown back on top, 26-24.
That was a nice move by Milsom.
Final minute of play in the first half. Miller out to Donovan on the left wing. Donovan directing traffic. The PA mic again squeaks in the middle of play here. Feed into Wetzel, and he'll draw the foul.
Great pass by Donovan on the mismatch there.
It's been a fairly clean game.
It has been. He drew the big out on him, was able to get the ball on the roll to Jake Wetzel.
Wetzel now heads to the free throw line.
52%. Don't like those odds.
First shot off the back of the rim, off the top of the backboard, and it gets stuck there.
Well, that means I guess we have to cancel the game.
We've got a sitter.
How about that?
Usually a sitter goes on the back of the rim, but it's a sitter on the top of the backboard.
Peters Township is 0-for-3 from the line. And as physical as this game has been, they only have three foul shots.
You notice here, Ringgold, too, no shot clock in high school basketball, but that ball resting against the shot clock above that hoop.
Well, maybe they're anticipating.
If you're going to invest, you might as well invest wisely.
Yes, sir.
It is a beautiful gym here.
Oh, it is.
At Ringgold.
They've redone the bleachers. It's a very
at the
nice place to watch a basketball game.
Quite honestly, I'm surprised that we're as close as we are to Peters Township compared to Uniontown, as the Red Raiders being the number three seed.
Yeah, I would agree.
Second shot is good for Jake Wetzel. It's 26-25. Full court pressure now by Peters Township, trailing by one with 32 seconds remaining in this first half. See if Uniontown holds for one shot here. Grooms dribbles back towards midcourt in the Ringgold logo. Back to Winfrey. See them trying to waste some time here.
Well, they're going to hold for one. So Peters has to be ready to help off the ball handler here.
Down to 10 seconds now.
Ah, look how fast.
6 seconds. Winfrey drives in. He's blocked. No foul call. Peters Township with a second on the clock. The ball knocked away, and that's the end of the half. Great defense by the Indians to close out the first half. We have a great ball game for you here on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network. At halftime, Uniontown 26, Peters Township 25. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Halftime here at Ringgold, 26-25. Uniontown leads Peters Township. High school basketball playoffs here on WJPA being brought to you by our friends at the Observer Reporter. Local voices, your stories. Well, a one-point lead for Uniontown at the break. I think the Peters Township Indians have to be happy with the way they've played in that first half.
Yeah, Coach Ehrman has to be ecstatic because they've done what they set out to do, and that's limit the easy baskets, although Uniontown made a few of those. But they are right there, 26-25. The score is within the range that I think they're happy about. And when you look at the stats, leading scorer for Peters Township, Sean Felk with 9 on 3 trays. You got 2 by Nick McCullough. He's got to pick that up a little bit. Dylan Donovan, 7, and he didn't shoot well. Jake Wetzel, there's the shocker, 7 points. He doesn't score a lot of points. That's his average, 7 a game. But it's his defensive presence, in my opinion, that has kept them in this game. And I said to Coach Ehrman, and he said to me, if we can guard them, if we can just try to guard them, we've got a shot. And I agree with him. Now on the other side, this is unbelievable. The second leading scorer in the history of Uniontown is scoreless. So that's scary. I mean, Notorious Grooms has no points. Calvin Winfrey, 7. Kellen Milsom, 7. Isaac Ellsworth, 3 trays, 9. And 3 points for Cam Dugan. I think they're right where they want to be. I called upset. I'm sticking with it.
Peters Township has definitely played well defensively. As you said, has limited what Notorious Grooms has been able to do. And I think the presence of Jake Wetzel underneath defensively, but offensively, Peters Township, they have been really struggling to penetrate. But when they can get that ball into Jake Wetzel, it's a total different ballgame.
It really is. I mean, he made 2 great moves where he used that big body of his and finished on the end. And I just think that they maybe need to look into him once or twice more down the floor. They don't have to rush things. If this score stays to a one-possession game, they got to like their chances. But I do agree with you. I think the major factor for Peters Township is their defense. I mean, and having Wetzel in the middle at 6'8", you can't just drive in and make an uncontested layup. And Uniontown, in most of their games, has been able to spread the floor, and the two guards have been able to get easy scores. 6'8", that's not easy.
Well, you just mentioned all these leading scores and all these threes. How about this outside shooting in this game from both sides? Both sides raining the threes.
Yeah, and it's been off the charts, entertaining, whatever you want to call it. And that's the one area where Uniontown shoots a lot of threes, and they're not afraid to take them. So if you're going to clean up one area and talk about an area, you want to make sure when they shoot, you're contesting. Just be there with a hand up. I'm not saying you got to block the shot. Just be there with a hand up. Try to distract the shooter. Most of them have been open shots, and they've knocked them down.
Uniontown led at the end of the first quarter 15-10, but Peters Township comes back in the second to make it just a one-point game here at the break. Looking forward to this second half, I think Peters Township has to stay hot from beyond the arc. I think they need a little more production from Dylan Donovan.
Well, they have to have Donovan, and I also think Nick McCullough has to be a little more offensive-minded as well. You know, sometimes players get into that one-on-one mode, and they want to beat their guy one-on-one. I don't think you can do that with Uniontown. They're too quick.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is keep running your offense. Use your screening game. They've gotten open shots, and use the big man. He can set those screens. He can score inside. He is and could be the difference maker tonight. But Donovan has to put some more points up. He's had good looks, just been unable to convert.
26-25, Uniontown over Peters Township at halftime in the Class 5A Boys Basketball quarterfinals. We'll step aside here during this break. We'll be back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only sore and fertile land. I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound, we got it. Illinois, y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know, I'm the boy.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Come on, y'all.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Back here at Ringgold High School, Peters Township out on the floor warming up, as is Uniontown, just a couple of minutes away from the second half. Again, a 26-25 Peters Township lead. I want to thank the whole crew here with Nate Rigotti, with Tom Drakely on the broadcast, as well as our producer, Eric Bennett, pushing all the buttons on the NFHS broadcast, as well as Cam Pritz and Scott Donnelly on the camera. And, of course, our friend Bill Chapo back in our downtown Washington studios. This game being brought to you on WJPA FM 95.3, audio online at WJPA.com, and all the video brought to you on the NFHS Network. Takes a whole bunch of people to make all of this happen. We've got crews covering Fort Cherry and Chartiers Houston tonight. Both of those girls' basketball games will be on WJPA AM 1450 online, WJPA.com, and of course on the NFHS Network with video. It's our favorite time of year. We love doing all these basketball games.
I'll tell you, I get very excited watching these games and watching these young athletes play, and the enthusiasm, the passion that they show. This is the best time of the year, without a doubt. And when you get a chance to be part of it like we do as announcers, it's just so much fun. And talking to the coaches, I just enjoy, you know, having coached all those years, you miss part of that.
Yeah.
But this is fun, and it's just been a wonderful experience, and I enjoy every minute of it.
A great environment here at Ringgold for sure. We'll have the second half when we come back here in the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
Uniontown starts with the basketball moving from left to right to start this second half, leading Peters Township 26-25. Grooms takes it into the paint, now brings it back out to Milsom. Milsom dribbles left side, picks it up, the left elbow, to Ellsworth, and a foul call there. I thought they might get a travel there as he slid the feet.
Exactly what I was thinking. I thought he definitely traveled. He got away with it.
Peter's foul, number 10, Sean Fett.
Well, the opening few minutes of the third quarter, Nate, very important for both teams. We'll see how this plays out.
Nobody's really been in foul trouble yet, but that's an early foul for Peters Township. It's just 20 seconds into the half.
And I'm surprised they called it, as physical as the game has been. That was a touch foul.
Grooms, right side, gives it to Milsom. Milsom takes it to the free throw line, picks up the dribble, looking for somewhere to go, kicks it back out to Grooms. Grooms one-on-one with Donovan. Will take the deep three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound off the hands of Kiefer. It will go to Peters Township.
You know, Grooms is going to start pressing. He doesn't have a field goal, so I wonder, you know, that was a shot that I didn't think was a very good one. But if you take those kind of shots, Peters Township will be very happy.
Top of the key with it is Wetzel, who comes out to Donovan left wing. Donovan.
There it is.
The free throw line.
There it
feeds
is.
It into Wetzel.
What did I say? Get the big guy involved. Let him set some screens.
Peters Township back on top with the lead, 27-26. Opening minute of the second half.
Coach Ehrman has done a fabulous job preparing his players. These guys are ready to play.
Winfrey with it. Gives it to Grooms. Hand it off to Ellsworth. Top of the key. Dribbles in right lane now. Kick it out to Milsom. He picks up the dribble, and he'll draw a foul trying to make his way to the rim.
Yeah, he didn't have to foul him there.
Number 25, Dylan Donovan.
Picked up that dribble. Did a nice move around Donovan, and Donovan gets the foul.
All you have to do is just get those hands up. Don't let him step under you.
First shot up by Milsom's good. And we're tied at 27. 6:36 to play, third quarter. Milsom's second free throw. Up and good.
Not a lot of foul shots taken tonight either.
Uniontown back on top, 28-27, another lead change.
We've had a lot of them.
Felk, deep three, right side, it rattles out. Good rebound, though, for McCullough for Peters Township. He can reset.
Oh, nice job by Nick McCullough.
McCullough feeds it into Wetzel. Wetzel gets double-teamed, gives it back to McCullough. Driving far baseline, scoop shot, and he draws a foul.
I think they're going to give him two shots.
Yeah, I don't think that foul was in the shooting motion, but I think Peters Township will take it.
Absolutely.
First team foul against Uniontown of this third quarter. Comes with 6:11 to play in the third. McCullough at the line to shoot two. First one up and good.
Yeah, looked good on that one.
tied at 28.
At the line is Nick McCullough.
Another chance for Peters Township to go back on top. Another lead change possible here. Second free throw rattles out. Rebound to Uniontown. Millsom grabs it. Gives it up to Winfrey. Right side to Grooms. Nice dribble to get free. Now hands it off to Ellsworth. Ball loose on the floor. Peters Township comes up with it. And one of those frustration fouls against Uniontown in transition.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I definitely, there's no need to foul there, but probably did save a layup.
Uniontown foul number three.
Had more fouls in this quarter already than we've had in any of the other quarters, and there's still 6 minutes to play in the third.
That's interesting, isn't it?
2 seconds.
Well, the longer this game goes on and stays close, more and more confidence I think Peters Township is gaining. They seem to be very comfortable out here.
Tied at 28, Donovan. In some traffic, kicks it out to Miller. Ben Miller, who's played well defensively and on the boards, feeds it to Donovan. Now inside to Wetzel. Wetzel on the left block. Spin move,
wow.
Lays it in.
How about that? Basketball. Scores seven Wetzel. The game. He's got 11.
Peters Township 30, Uniontown 28. 5.5 minutes to play in the third. Dugan, top of the key. Pass to Winfrey, knocked towards the backcourt. Winfrey has to go get it, and then a blocking foul.
That's a bad call, Nate. That's an offensive foul.
Yeah, Winfrey kind of put the shoulder down there. Just replay. Winfrey puts the shoulder down there, and McCullough does not like that call whatsoever.
I wouldn't like it either.
It's the second one called on McCullough, third on Peters Township in this quarter.
The offense initiated contact with his offhand.
Grooms, top of the key, feeds it left side to Ellsworth. Ellsworth gets a screen, dribbles towards the top of the key. Now we'll try to drive in, bounce pass to the corner to Dugan. Dugan now brings it all the way to the free throw line. Pass across the court, last touched by Ellsworth. Uniontown hates the call.
Oh, boy, and it's going to stand.
Watch this right here. Oh, that's the wrong call there, too.
Oh, boy.
That went off the hands of Ben Miller. Very clear.
You got three officials out there. How do you miss those calls?
Fans not happy about it.
Very upset.
Definitely missed that one. Now ball loose along the baseline, poked away, but out of bounds from Winfrey.
Yeah, you want to be careful with those long passes across the court. These Uniontown players are so quick.
Ball will be inbounded from the far sideline in the forecourt by Peters Township. Into Donovan from Lucas Rost. Donovan, top of the key to McCullough. McCullough drives in. Three whistles go on that one with hands up in the air. Foul called against Uniontown.
Uniontown foul number 20.
Fouls racking up quickly here as Dugan picks up his first.
Yeah, they didn't blow the whistle much in the first half. They must have had a discussion at halftime. Now they're calling everything they can.
Inside to Donovan. Turnaround jumper. Misses wide left. Winfrey can't grab the rebound. That's because he got fouled. Wetzel called for one.
Yeah, Wetzel fouled him. That was easy call.
Peters Township foul.
The rebound, Wetzel using his size.
And he offered to help him up, and Calvin Winfrey wanted no part of it.
But that's now the fourth team foul on Peters Township, still with 4:40 to play in this quarter. Next one will put Uniontown in the bonus.
Yeah, and you don't want to do that.
Right side to Winfrey, drives near baseline, and an offensive foul called now on Uniontown.
Oh, that was a good call. I mean, he was out of control on the drive, left his feet. The defense was in position.
Ben Miller draws it. Said how great he's been underneath. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. 4:30 to play, third quarter. Peters Township 30, Uniontown 28. We're back in a moment. The WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Again, 658106.
Back here at Ringgold, a 2-point Peters Township lead over Uniontown, 30-28 with 4.5 minutes to play in the third.
Calvin Winfrey just picked his third foul up. That's significant. If he gets a fourth, he has to come out. Still in the game. He's still upset about it, too. Went over and talked to the official. He's still complaining about it. But it was a good call. I don't know how you can complain. Now Uniontown's in a zone, Nate.
Four fouls on each team.
But they're coming out a little higher, so they're pressuring the basketball.
And they pressured it right into a turnover. Lucas Ross loses it on the far side.
Too much dribble. He just kept the ball in his hand too long. Against any kind of zone, you've got to get that ball moving.
Great defense by Grooms over on that far side.
Excellent defense. Now you're going to put the big guy back in because he's the outlet against the zone.
There's a three by Winfrey. Misses everything.
Oh, boy.
Ross lets that one go. Out of bounds. 4:04 to play in the quarter.
Well, as I said, and I believe this, the longer Peters Township stays close or in a lead, the more pressure goes on Uniontown.
Ross brings it across the timeline. Far corner to McCullough. McCullough now brings it out on the right wing. Back out to Ross at the top of the key. Gets double teamed in that zone.
Can't fight that pressure. You've got to get it on a pass.
Right side to Wetzel. Back out to Ross. Ross cross court. It comes to Thelk, who takes the three. Bang!
Oh, baby! We got ourselves a ball game here.
Peters Township's biggest lead of the game at 33-28. 3.5 to play in the quarter.
And I got to tell you, their defense is excellent.
Peters has come to play tonight.
Oh, they really have.
Now a foul against
Yost.
Is that Ross?
Rust.
And that's going to put Uniontown in the bonus. That's the 15th foul of the third quarter.
Boy, that's an advantage for Uniontown.
Big time.
And if I'm Uniontown, I'm looking to drive the ball and draw fouls.
Still 3:19 on the clock in this third quarter.
Notorious Grooms has been held scoreless. This will be his first point if he makes either one of these foul shots. Hard to believe. 20 a game almost.
First shot by Grooms is good.
Uniontown 4-for-7 from the line. Peters Township 2-for-6. That's significant.
Second shot good. 33-30, Peters by three.
Again, that winning number, 6-5.
3:16 to play in the third quarter.
You can pick up your
Donovan at the top of the key.
Freshman stand.
Guarded by Dugan. Takes it into the paint. Tried to flip a pass below him. Had the ball knocked away. Able to gather it. Gets it out to Ross. Felt calling for it on the far side. Ross doesn't see him. Ross now drives in right side. Scoop shot. Good.
First basket for Ross. Ross. I'm going to tell you, he hasn't scored a lot. But he and Ben Miller have played exceptional defense tonight. They've been catalysts.
35-30. Grooms in the near corner. Uniontown trailing. Cross-court pass to Dugan for three. That's contested and misses everything. Offensive rebound, though, for Grooms for Uniontown. Now with it is Milsom, who takes the three near side. I think that might have been partially blocked as that one was short. Grooms now with it. His floater in the paint, no good. Milsom, another opportunity. Gets it out to Ellsworth, who takes the three and hits it. 2-point ball game. 35-33. Peters by two.
Too many second chances there, Nate. You've got to rebound the basketball.
Wetzel, top of the key to Thelk. Deep three. That one misses. Rebounded by Winfrey. Quick possession for Peters. Winfrey going to go coast to coast now. Pulls it back as he got to the baseline. Gives it out to Grooms. Under 2 minutes to play in the third. Uniontown trailing by two. Winfrey dribbles near side. Tried to flip it to Grooms. And going to get called for the double dribble as there was miscommunication there.
Well, the one thing that Uniontown, I think, hurts them is they get involved too much in one-on-one play, and they're easy to guard because the ball is in the ball handler's hand, and he's trying to make everything happen.
Donovan trying to feed it inside to Wetzel, who scores.
Boy, I tell you what, if they hold on, somehow win this game, he's my MVP.
Dugan drives in. Gets stopped by Wetzel underneath. Kick it back out to Winfrey, who takes the three near corner. Nothing but net.
Boy, was that a tough shot. That was difficult.
Back to a one-point game. 37-36. 1:12 on the clock. Third quarter. Donovan dribbling, gives it to Thelk on the right wing. Top of the key to Miller. Miller swings it left side, now to Roast. Roast through the paint. Scoop shot. Misses everything, but the putback there for Jake Wetzel. And another timeout called. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Peters Township 39, Uniontown 36. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Peters Township up by three now, 39-36. 56 seconds left in the third quarter. The Indians using a timeout here.
I'll tell you what. they couldn't have scripted it any better than what they're doing right now. And you got to give credit to Coach Ehrman and his staff. He told me, we're dialed in. And boy, are they ever.
Uniontown brings it the length of the floor. 50 seconds to play in the third quarter. Dugan takes it to the left block. Has to bring it back out to the free throw line. He'll take the jumper himself off the top of the backboard. It doesn't go. And a foul called on the rebound.
Absolutely.
And that's going the other way. That's against Grooms.
Oh, and he wasn't happy either. You have to be so careful as a player not to emote because you don't want a technical foul.
Well, and that is the fifth foul against Uniontown, which puts Peters Township in the bonus in this quarter. It'll be free throws for Lucas Roast.
Now, he is a 50% free throw shooter, but this is a good time for him to go about 2 for 2.
Misses the first.
They're only 2 for 7, Nate. This could come back and haunt them.
Three-point game, Peters Township. With another free throw here from Roast, that one is good.
Yeah, that looked real good.
Make it a four-point game now. It's a lead for Peters Township over Uniontown. 33 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Do they hold for one or do they shoot quickly?
Ellsworth thought about the three, drove baseline, now gets it to Grooms. Down to 20 seconds left in the quarter. Grooms one-on-one here.
See what I mean about the one-on-one? The ball's not moving, players aren't moving. Everybody's static.
Dugan, top of the key. 10 seconds on the clock. Give it to Milsom, far baseline. Puts up a 10-foot jumper and draws the foul. Donovan hates the call.
Yeah, that's his, I don't know, first maybe?
Uh-oh. Foul number 25, Dylan Donovan.
Well, that's going to put Uniontown back at the free throw line. It's the second called on.
I didn't think it was a foul. It looked like a really clean block. Milsom at the line. He was successful the last time there.
First shot good.
Good look and touch.
40-37.
Uniontown 6 for 9 from the line. A little bit better. And if it ends up 1 to 2 point game, that could be the difference.
Felk checks back in. Your 3-point shooter for Peters Township. Second shot good as well for Milsom. 7 seconds on the clock. Peters Township leads by 2 with the basketball. Full court pressure here from Dugan. Donovan drives the length of the floor. Runner off the glass and good at the buzzer.
Wow. How about Dylan Donovan?
Great play to end the third quarter and extend the Peters Township lead. Contested shot. Donovan kisses it off the glass. At the end of three, it's Peters Township 42, Uniontown 38 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want. at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
High school basketball here on WJPA, brought to you by our friends at the Observer Reporter. Local voices, your stories. Glad to have you along here on WJPA FM 95.3, online WJPA.com, with video on the NFHS Network. We start the fourth quarter, Peters Township with the basketball, and a four-point lead, 42-38.
Pressure squarely on the shoulder of Uniontown.
Donovan, 6-foot jumper in the paint is good.
You know, he plays old man basketball. A little dribble in, you know. He takes him in the lane, shoots that little floater, that little fadeaway.
44-38 now the score. You wouldn't know anything about old man basketball, right?
I certainly wouldn't.
Drive in here from Winfrey. That one doesn't go. Rebounded by Wetzel of Peters Township. Indians now with their biggest lead of the game. At 44-38.
They got to continue to run their offense. Take good care of the basketball. Don't get careless. Don't take bad shots.
Each team with four timeouts left. Almost a minute gone by in the fourth quarter. Donovan, right side, finds a lane and draws the foul. He'll head to the free throw line. Dylan Donovan, the 6-foot junior, trying to take on two defenders there.
20, Cam Dugan,
and they call
second.
That one on Dugan, who picks up his second.
Cam Dugan, that's his second.
At
that's correct.
7 minutes exactly left in the ball game. Peters Township's Dylan Donovan at the line trying to add on to the lead. His first free throw is short off the iron.
They are 3-for-9 from the line. I don't want to repeat that, but honestly, it could hurt them down the stretch. You've got to make these.
Second shot.
Good.
Under 7 minutes to play. 7-point lead now for Peters Township. Grooms driving in, and he draws a foul. Went in there chaotically, got a shot off, and he'll head to the free throw line.
Well, and they called that on Donovan. Okay, that's his second.
Peters foul number 25, Dylan Donovan, his third.
That is his third.
They have him two on the scoreboard.
Grooms at the line, first shot good.
He's a perfect 3-for-3 from the line.
Has not had a lot of opportunities from the field tonight.
Well, he hasn't forced many, but that drive I thought was a little bit of a force. But he was able to draw the foul.
Makes the second one as well, makes it 45-40. Peters Township leading by five, 6:50 to play. Dylan Donovan dribbles on the right wing. Harassed. He tries to force it. Trying to feed it to Felk in the far corner. Gives it back to Donovan. Into Wetzel on the right block. Puts a shoulder down. Tries to kick it out and has the ball knocked away. Winfrey going to bring it the length of the floor. And he's called for a foul on the floor. No shot. It'll be the second team foul on Peters Township in this fourth quarter.
Peters foul number 25. Dylan
they get Donovan with
fourth.
A fourth.
Now you have a decision.
Team second.
Do you keep him in the game? Absolutely. I don't know that I'd take him out. Just don't foul.
Inbound pass knocked away by McCullough. Stays with Uniontown. 6.5 minutes to play.
The last two fouls they called on Donovan were questionable at best.
And I think you're going to see him come out here for a little bit.
He has to. They need him down the stretch. Now, who's going to score points for the Peters Township? That's the question.
45-40, Uniontown trailing, but with the basketball. Ellsworth thought about the deep three, finds a lane, and that ball, last touch by Uniontown and out of bounds.
Yeah, that was just a horrible pass. So now they're going to play a little offense and defense where they can with Dylan Donovan.
Yeah, Ellsworth looks at his hand like, what did you do? I don't think it was your hand, pal. I think you... somebody was there.
Full court trap now. They got to handle this pressure.
And a foul in the backcourt on Dugan against Uniontown.
Yeah, that was not a good foul. He just grabbed his arm.
And trying the full court press.
Well, and this is where that zone trap, where when you have someone as big as Mr. Wetzel on the middle. He can help relieve pressure.
Peters breaks that press. McCullough left side in the paint. Picks up the dribble. Forces his way to the rim. Misses the shot. And a rebound by Winfrey of Uniontown. Red Raiders bring it the other way. Ellsworth thought about the three. Now pulls it up from the baseline. A long two is good. And a timeout taken, I think. Well, you know, something official stopping play there for a moment. Broke up the momentum of the ball game. It's 45-42. Peters Township still leading by three. Don't know what the whistle was for. Uniontown gets set in the press. Peters breaks it. Three rattles around from Felk. It doesn't go. Wetzel trying to get the rebound. Can't haul it in.
Boy, he had it in his hands and just lost it. One possession game here now.
I think he was
Nate.
Afraid to travel almost, Tom.
Well, just grab the ball. Secure the basketball.
5.5 minutes to play. Uniontown trailing by three with the basketball. Grooms, top of the key. Gives it to Ellsworth. Milsom now. Milsom drives in, and he's blocked. Wetzel getting up big defensively. Indians bring it the other way. Roast across the timeline. Underneath the Wetzel, who finishes it off from the left side.
17 points for Wetzel tonight.
What a game by Jake Wetzel. Peters Township trying to upset Uniontown, the number three seed in this Class 5A boys basketball bracket. Ellsworth thought about the three, now will drive in, tries to dish it off, and it's knocked away. Peters Township comes up with a steal.
And they had numbers if they wanted to pursue it, but they're going to pull it out. Use a little clock, work your offense here.
Felt top of the key, left side to Donovan, who's checked back in, playing with four fouls. Peters Township's leading scorer.
He's got to be very careful. Good call.
Indians want a timeout. 4:40 to play in the ballgame. Piers 47, Uniontown 42. We're back in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Glad to have you along here on 95.3 FM, WJPA online, WJPA.com, and on the NFHS Network. Nate Rigotti alongside Tom Drakely, our whole crew here, Eric Bennett, our producer, Cam Pritz, and Scott Donnelly on the cameras, and our downtown Washington studios producer, Bill Chapo. 47-42, 5-point lead for Peters Township. Indians have the basketball out of their second timeout. Indians get it in, driving far baseline, and a foul called.
Dylan Donovan took a tumble in the lane. I don't know how he fell.
I got tied up there with Grooms. It looked like foul is called on Ellsworth. Looks like it sends Rose to the line.
Now, I've always said free throws win games, and this is winning time. You must make foul shots.
And Rose misses the first.
They are 4-for-11, Nate. Yeah. Come on, boys. You got to knock these down. Coach Ehrman, he's probably squeezing that water bottle so tightly it's going to break. There we go.
Second shot is good. Makes it 48-42. 4.5 minutes to play.
Pressure squarely on the shoulders of Uniontown.
Dugan with it on the left wing for the Red Raiders. Dribbling one-on-one with Miller. Now brings it back out to Ellsworth. Ellsworth, deep three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound loose. Grooms gets it and draws a foul. Shot does not go, but he'll head to the free throw line to shoot two.
Peters foul number two.
He and Rose just battling underneath there.
Yeah, and I thought that that could have been the foul called the other way, actually, because Rose had great inside position, and I think he just got pushed out of it.
So it sends Grooms to the line. First shot, up and good.
He's been perfect. He is 5-for-5 from the line. They are 10-for-13 for the game.
Most of Grooms' points have come from the free throw line.
All of his points. He has 5 points, all foul shots.
Second one takes a trip around the rim but falls in. 48-44, Peters Township leads.
Well, we're going to be under the four-minute mark here any second.
Halfway through this fourth quarter, and there's another what I would call a bad foul on Grooms.
Yeah, and very inconsistent. I mean, that's a foul they didn't call earlier in the game.
Now Wetzel checks back in for Peters Township. Note that's the fourth team foul now against Uniontown. Next one puts Peters Township in the bonus the rest of the way.
And that could be significant.
Under 4 minutes to play now.
Got to help him.
Rose gets it out.
Boy, he could have been called for 3 seconds.
Gets it out to Miller. Miller now to McCullough. McCullough gets tied up, picks up his dribble at the free throw line.
There's the value right there, Nate, the value of having your big 6'8 boy be the release of pressure.
Donovan picks up the dribble, kicks it out to Rose for three. Off the inside of the rim, it doesn't go, and a foul called on the rebound. It was Ben Miller who crashed hard to the floor. Uniontown fans don't like the call, but that's going to put Peters Township in the bonus the rest of the way with 3:32 on the clock.
Well, I actually thought it was a good call. Ben Miller was up really high for the rebound. You're vulnerable when you're in the air. Now he's shooting two.
First shot by Ben Miller is good.
He's got ice water in the veins. It's his first point of the evening. But his value tonight, defense and rebounding.
No doubt.
He's been great.
Second shot by Miller. That one rattles in. Makes it a 6-point game, 50-44. Peters Township by six. Uniontown with the ball. Grooms, top of the key, deep three. Off the rim, no good. Wetzel skies for the rebound.
Well, and you got to wonder, now there's this pressure. Those shots are tougher to make.
Peters Township maybe trying to waste some time here as Miller comes out towards midcourt.
Oh, and I think that's a good move. You can be a little selective now.
Miller going to drive all the way in left side. Jump stop, and he's able to score from the left side.
First field goal of the night.
52-44, Peters Township.
Upset notification is on.
Left side, Winfrey. He's blocked by McCullough. Ball goes out of bounds, though. Last touched by Wetzel. How about this? 2:45 to play. 52-44, and we're going to get a Uniontown timeout. We're going to go to break two. Peters Township with the lead by 8 over Uniontown. Go ahead. What are you looking at?
Coach Kazmarski is livid.
Not happy about it. We're back in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeergm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
What a basketball game so far for the Peters Township Indians. Leading 52-44, Peters Township, the 6th seed, Uniontown, the 3 seed. Peters, this is just incredible.
The Indians
have played a great game.
You got to give them a lot of credit. Defensively, they have taken Uniontown out of what they do best, make threes and drives to the bucket. But that's because of the big guy.
Another long three by Ellsworth. Off the mark, rebounded along the baseline, though. Uniontown saves the possession. Here's Milsom's shot. That doesn't go off the rim. Rebounded by Wetzel the other way. Here's McCullough going to drive in right side, lay it up, and it's short. Missed the layup.
Didn't need it.
Tried to extend that lead. Now Winfrey, pull-up jumper right side. That's good. And another timeout taken. We'll take 1-2. 2:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Peters Township 52, Uniontown 46. Back in a moment. The WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Back at Ringgold. Peters Township with the basketball and a six-point lead with 2:19 on the clock.
Something tells me these last 2 minutes and 19 seconds are going to be as hectic as you can imagine.
Inbound long all the way into McCullough across midcourt.
Well, he's a wide receiver in football. That was a natural play for him.
And
that's a foul.
Uniontown got a foul here early. Still 2:11 to go. And remember, Peters Township in the bonus will shoot free throws the rest of the way, but they haven't been great at the line tonight.
They haven't. They made their last two. They're 7 for 14. So they're shooting it at a 50% clip. You've got to make these.
At the line here is Lucas Roast. He misses the first. Took a shot off the iron, off the glass, thought it had a chance, but does not fall.
Well, you're going to see, I think, Uniontown foul them the rest of the way.
Number three.
Miller checks back in now for Peters. Rose second shot. Off the front of the rim, that one doesn't go. Misses them both in that trip. Uniontown gets the rebound. Here's Winfrey on the right wing. Uniontown trailing by six. Grooms back to Winfrey at the top of the key. Under 2 minutes to play. Winfrey, long three, nothing but net. And just like that, it's a one-possession game, and here comes the pressure from Uniontown.
Yeah, every made basket gives them an opportunity to ratchet up the pressure here, Nate.
Look at this three by Winfrey in the face of Roast and deep.
Wow, that was a deep one. Oh, boy, this makes me nervous.
Long pass into McCullough, makes the catch. Uniontown, one of the travel, doesn't get the call. And now here's the foul.
And they
will go against Ellsworth.
Fouled Yost again. Minute 46, there's a lot of time left. You know, this strategy can backfire. I know what they're trying to do. But if they can make a couple foul shots here, strategy goes out the window.
Yeah, this is huge for Peters Township.
It really is. They've got to make these.
First shot is good. We have not seen them shoot well from the line tonight. But a good shot there by Lucas Roast. Trip to the semifinals on the line here tonight, and it's Upset City. Peters Township the 6. Uniontown the 3. Just 3 losses all year for the Red Raiders. Second shot off the rim and it pops out. Uniontown gets the rebound. 53-49. 1:40 to play. Winfrey dribbling in the near corner. Brings it back out and Uniontown going to use another timeout. We'll take 1-2. 1:34 on the clock. 53-49. Peters Township leads Uniontown here in the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
53-49, Peters Township leading Uniontown, 1:34 on the clock, Class 5A boys basketball quarterfinals. It's been a heck of a game, Tom.
It has been everything and that and even more. This is a huge possession for both teams. If Peters Township gets a stop, be strong with the ball. They're going to foul them, so they have to be aware. But if they get a stop here, this is huge.
Uniontown with it. Into the near corner to Ellsworth. Out to Winfrey. McCullough close to fouling. Winfrey gets a screen, puts up the three, misses everything. But Dugan's there for the rebound. Back to Winfrey. Eurostep through the paint, and he scores. 53-51. Two-point game. 1:12 on the clock. Peters Township gets it across the timeline. Donovan works out of a trap. Now picks up the dribble, gets it out to McCullough. And Peters Township wants a timeout. Oh, my goodness.
Woo! Can't get any more hectic than this.
Just over a minute remaining. It's a two-point Peters Township lead. The Indians have the basketball when we come back on the WJBA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud
Baer. Crowd's getting loud here inside of Ringgold. Minute to play in this basketball game. Peters has to get it inbound, and they don't. Oh, they call the 5 seconds. Thought they were going to try to get a timeout in there, and they don't use it.
They have two timeouts remaining. I can't believe they didn't call one. Oh, my goodness.
And a 5 second call gives the ball back to Uniontown. No time taken off the clock. 53-51. It's just a 2-point game.
And here we go.
Under a minute to play. Grooms dribbles right side, gives it to Winfrey. Winfrey, left side, it goes to Milsom. Milsom left wing, hands it off to Grooms. Grooms to Ellsworth. Ellsworth loses the dribble, and a foul as bodies collide. It'll be the fourth team foul on Peters Township.
Dylan Donovan just fouled out of the game.
Five against Donovan. See him come to the bench. Peters Township's leading scorer.
That really hurts. It hurts scoring. It hurts ball handling. They got to pray. They got to pray they get a stop right here.
36 seconds on the clock. Uniontown trailing by two with the basketball.
The next foul puts Uniontown at the line too, Nate. And they've been pretty good tonight from the foul line, whereas Peters Township just 8 for 18.
Quick inbound to Grooms. Grooms hands it off to Ellsworth. Ellsworth guarded by Felk. Makes a nice move but doesn't take the shot. He got open. Gives it to Winfrey. Down to 23 seconds. Fans pointing at the clock for Winfrey. They got to go.
Well, they got to go, and they got to go quickly. He wants a one-on-one situation here.
Winfrey directing traffic. Fans going to stand. Here's Ellsworth. Shot along the baseline. It's no good. Rebounded by Wetzel, and there's the foul.
Wetzel will go to the line. 6.3. Peters by two.
Uniontown got a shot off with 6 seconds left.
Unbelievable.
And they're not able to score. Wetzel gets the rebound. The quick foul will put Wetzel at the line.
And the reason they couldn't score was Jake Wetzel came over and got his hand up to discourage that shot.
Huge trip to the free throw line now.
He's got to make one.
First shot for Wetzel. Off the back of the rim, it doesn't go.
He's got to make one.
6 seconds to play. Peters Township at the line. Up by two.
He's got to make this one.
Second shot for Wetzel. Fans get loud. Shot is good. And a timeout taken by Peters Township. It's a three-point basketball game now with 6 seconds left. My goodness, this has been a fun one from Ringgold.
Catch your breath. These 6 seconds will be unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
So here's the thing. I know what he's talking about. He's going to pick up a little bit. He's going to force them to have to use time, you know, not roll the basketball. They want that clock to start. Whatever you do, you don't have to foul a three-point shooter. But as soon as it gets under five, if you reach in and foul, it's okay. You're up three. They shoot two. I'd do it. I'd foul. I would not give them a chance to make a three to tie it, because if it goes into overtime without Dylan Donovan, you got no shot.
Uniontown led 15-10 at the end of the first quarter. They had a one-point lead at the end of the second quarter. Peters came back, led 42-38. They led by as many as eight in this basketball game, but now just a three-point lead for the Indians.
And if Peters Township holds on, they shot 9-for-20 from the foul line. Tomorrow's practice is all free throw shooting. I'll go have a talk with Coach. Now, it's easy to say make them. With this kind of pressure, it's never easy.
6 seconds on the clock. Uniontown has to go the length of the floor. Needs a three to tie it. Inbound comes into Winfrey.
I'd foul him.
3 seconds. Winfrey to the right wing. Gets a shot off. No, they say no shot, and they call a foul on the floor second.
It's okay.
It's exactly what you said, Tom. Get the foul in, and they get it in with 1 second left on the clock. It will put Uniontown now in the bonus, as that's the 15th foul on Peters Township.
Now, if he makes the first, he's going to miss the second to try to get a possession.
First shot up. It's good. Two-point game, and we're going to have another timeout. Uniontown will use its final one. Uniontown has another free throw to come, trailing by two, but with just 1 second on the clock.
They have to block out like they've never blocked out in their life. He's going to miss this intentionally because they are down two. So you can't tie it with one foul shot. They are going to miss this, and I know that's what they're talking about right now in the huddle.
Uniontown now out of timeouts. Peters Township has one remaining.
I'd have my best rebounders in there.
Uniontown already ready to go. Peters Township using every second of this timeout. You see Uniontown already out there. Winfrey ready to shoot.
Yeah, well, he's ready to miss is what he's doing. Now, they're putting Ben Miller back in. I like that move. That kid is tenacious on the boards, and you got the big boy in there as well. So, all you have to do, if they tip the ball even, if you don't make the shot, if a ball comes into the hand, tip it back in the backcourt.
Here we go. One second, man. On the clock. Uniontown at the free throw line, trailing Peters Township by two. Waiting for the intentional miss here by Winfrey. There it is. And they're going to call a lane violation on Winfrey.
No way.
Lane violation at the free throw line. Here it is on the replay. He stepped across before that ball got there.
Throw the ball length of the floor, game over. Make sure someone touches it.
No, so now the second did not come off the clock. Peters Township leads by two, but the Indians will have to inbound this basketball. All they have to do is get it in. You know Uniontown's going to be stuck on them. They forced 1 5-second call down here. Can they do it again?
Oh, you just throw it long. Just throw it to McCullough. Like you're going to put everybody up and then break them long. Just make sure you touch the ball.
Peters Township 16-7 on the year, finished behind Baldwin in Section 3. Uniontown undefeated in section play, 20-3 overall. One of their losses to Aliquippa, one of their losses in a Florida tournament, and a one-point loss to Bel Vernon at the very beginning of the year. That's it for Uniontown. They're winners of 12 straight.
Unbelievable.
This would be heartbreaking for the Uniontown community.
No doubt about it, but for Peters Township, what a game. And I told Joe, you've got a shot at this. I really believe that. And he did too. Credit to Coach Ehrman and his staff and his players. But this isn't over yet. They're going to send McCullough on a pass pattern.
You got to get this.
I love this. I love this because I was just going to suggest put all five on the baseline and then take off like you're running a pass route.
And now the officials are going to talk about to make sure that it's legal, I think.
It is very legal.
All five on the baseline.
They're wrong. It's legal.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know that. But they go long. They get the inbound in, and they get the foul.
Game.
I think they're going to say there's about a half a second on the clock.
Well, I don't think it matters.
The whistle came in. I looked up, and there was still a fraction of a second on the official clock. They're going to call it, and that's going to put Peters Township at the line.
Well, the other thing, when I talked about pace and tempo earlier, Nate, this team likes to score points. They average 73 a game. Uniontown, look at the score, 54-52. The defense of Peters Township was exceptional, and the man in the middle was outstanding.
They are going to put an
8/10 of a second.
Thanks. My math brain wasn't working there. 8/10 of a second, 0.8 on the clock. It will put Lucas Roast at the line to shoot two after that foul. And Dugan will check out.
Well, if he makes two, it's academic.
There will be 8 PIAA qualifiers. First shot is good. So this will not be it for Uniontown.
No, they're going to play on. And maybe their paths will cross down the road. I don't know what the bracket looks like. It's possible.
Second shot rattles in for Roast.
Game is over.
56-52, 8/10 of a second on the clock. Winfrey will get a shot off that goes off the backboard, misses, and it comes to an end. See Winfrey take a seat on the floor. The excitement for Peters Township. An utter disappointment for Uniontown.
They have to be crushed. I mean, and I don't think anybody expected Peters Township to play with this team. But when I watched them, I said, you know what? They're playing well. And they played well in their first playoff game. And they continued that effort. But I'm telling you, Jake Wetzel was the difference tonight. His presence inside defensively, altered shots, his rebounding ability. And he scored 18 points.
Big game tonight for the big man absolutely in the running for our Washington County College Center CCBC Player of the Game.
Oh, he's my Player of the Game.
Well, we got to officially name that. When we come back, we'll recap this one. And, yeah, I think it's probably going to be Jake Wetzel, but we'll reveal that when we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by the CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer GMC Truck. We are professional grade. We've got a great selection of 2024 Yukons and Yukon XLs. We have special financing rates. Whatever you want, come on up and get one today. And you get the Bud Baer Cares Rewards Program. Come on up to Bud Baer, Route 19 South, Washington, budbeargm.com. If it doesn't say Bud Baer on the building and on the back of your car, you probably paid too much. Bud Baer.
High school basketball here on the WJPA Sports Network is being presented by the Observer Reporter. Your stories, local voices. Glad to have you here on WJPA. A thriller for you. Peters Township outlasting Uniontown 56-52 in the Class 5A boys quarterfinals. It's time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, I don't think it's any secret. Great effort tonight by a bunch of these Peters Township Indians. But what a game by the big man, Jake Wetzel, our CCBC Washington County College Center player of the game.
The effort was outstanding. And he was the difference maker because of his presence inside. He altered shots. He blocked shots. He scored points. And he rebounded. I mean, no one would have expected that kind of an effort out of Jake Wetzel. But I'm telling you, he came through in a big, big way. And I'm going to give a lot of credit to the PT guards. And how about Ben Miller, his defense and his rebound? They played so well defensively. They took Uniontown out of what they wanted to do. But again, as we talked about, there's so much one-on-one that goes on in their offense that played into the defense of Peters Township. They could contain and keep the ball outside the perimeter. They do such a good job, Uniontown, of getting to the rim. Not tonight.
Grooms averages 18 points a game for Uniontown. Tonight really struggled to make anything happen offensively. His points came from the free throw line. He got a couple, but nowhere near his 18 average.
And Peters Township, yeah, he didn't play up to his standard.
No doubt.
And that happens. But I'm telling you, they don't have the ball movement. They dribble probably more than you would like. They get away with it most of the time. This is a playoff game. Teams aren't going to let you do that. And they played right into the hands of Peters Township. And I'm sure they told Jake Wetzel, hey, look, they're coming at you. Stay your ground. Be the helper. And he was in most situations. They overcame a dismal 10-21 from the foul line.
That almost bit them.
Oh, it almost bit them big time. Had they made the foul shots or made five more, we wouldn't have been talking about a close game.
Uniontown led 15-10 at the end of the first quarter. It was a one-point game at halftime. Great second half by the Indians. So I said in the opening, hey, this has to be a complete game for Peters Township, and I think the Indians, despite their foul shooting, delivered a complete game tonight.
Oh, I would agree 100%. I think they played. I mean, I don't know if they could play any better. Honestly, I don't know. And it'll be interesting to see who they match up with. They're either going to play. They'll play either the number one team, I believe. No.
This is the thing about Peters. They're on the right side of the bracket.
Uh-oh.
The number two overall seed, Baldwin, already upset.
Oh,
they
boy.
Get the winner of number 15, Penn Trafford, and Mars, who's the number 10, an upset number 7, South Fayette. That game underway right now at Fox Chapel High School. So Peters Township into the semifinals against either the number 10 or number 15 seed. The Indians are the number 6 and just knocked off number 3. Great shot for Peters Township to get to the Peterson Event Center and play for a WPIL championship.
Oh, my goodness. Would that be a surprise for
you? Oh, my goodness.
Hey, sometimes those things, are the ratings, the rankings, you know, they seed these teams and you look at them and go, really? You seeded that guy there? But, hey, maybe they used that as some motivation. But I saw Peters Township play several times this year, and they weren't playing well at one point in the season. They were, you know, they just weren't themselves. But these last couple of weeks, they have just turned it on, and they are playing great basketball.
And Uniontown not done yet.
No, that's
Class
good news.
5A boys basketball will take eight state qualifier. So everybody who makes the quarterfinals, now they're going to have to play a game to decide all that seeding, but everybody
right.
who makes the quarterfinals, the top eight teams, are going to get a chance to the state playoffs. The bad news is, wherever you're not going to get as good of a seed because you're already into the consolation bracket before you even get to the semis.
Yeah, they may have some travel ahead of them in the state tournament. But here's the thing about that. They're pretty good still.
No doubt.
They're going to have a chip on their shoulder, but I'm telling you, they take some difficult shots. A little bit too much one-on-one. And when I watched them play, that was the thing that stood out to me. I'm thinking, if they're going to play that way, that ball's not going to move. It's easy to defend. They're going to have to shoot a really high percentage, and they did not. Congratulations to Peters Township. Coach Joe Ehrman. I know he was nervous about this going into the game. We talked before the game, and he has just got to be thrilled.
They led by as many as eight down the stretch. Uniontown came back to make it a one-possession game. They had a chance to tie it with 6 seconds left. They got the shot off from about 6 feet away on the baseline. Little runner just didn't go.
Well, who was in the way? Jake Wetzel.
Jake Wetzel was right there, and he grabbed that rebound. Uniontown fouled, and while things didn't end smoothly there with that 1 second and everything on the clock, Peters Township put the game away when they got that rebound when Uniontown missed the shot with 6 seconds remaining.
Is this fun or what?
Oh, my God. This is the best basketball game I've seen all year, quite honestly. And
we said, could it be any better than Cannon McMillan the other night? This was close.
I thought it was better than last night.
It probably was a little better because Canamac was able to put that game away early. This game came down to the final possessions. Ah, what a great night.
Tonight's broadcast on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by The Observer Reporter. Local voices, your stories. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start, log on washjeff.edu. By Bud Bear, Buick, and GMC, Route 19 South, Washington, home of Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Washington Financial Bank, for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. By the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. For our whole crew here, at Ringgold High School, Nate Rigotti, Tom Drakely, the whole crew for NFHS, our producer in our downtown Washington studios, Bill Chapo. Thanks for watching and listening. Your final score tonight in Class 5A Boys Basketball Quarterfinals, Peters Township 56, Uniontown 52.